Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 20. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, you all have it on your device?
Yes.
Well, I guess not every one can speak for everyone. Yeah, it's too close, isn't it? We like each other, but... There's little space. There's also Beda Buddhi. It's not, otherwise we'll merge into one.
We're not, big, we're not the big huggy guys anyway.
Yeah, right. Love and peace.
Love and peace.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Love and peace.
Love and Kush.
Love and Kush. Love and Kush. Yeah. Kush. Kush means happy. Love and Kush. Kṛtavān kila karmāṇi. There's no, that should also have a dot underneath it, the karmāṇi. Sahārāmena keśavah.
Sahārāmena keśavah.
Atimārtyāni bhagavān.
Atimārtyāni bhagavān.
Gūrha kapatamānuṣaḥ.
Gūrha kapatamānuṣaḥ.
Lord Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being, and so masked, he performed many superhuman acts. Purport. The doctrines of anthropomorphism and zoomorphism are never applicable to Sri Krishna, or the Personality of Godhead. Well, can I understand what that means? That means that it's not that Sri Krishna is imagined by men to be God, projecting our humanness on him, or zoomorphism. That would come in the case of Matsyakoma, Varaha, and Nrsimha, and Hayagriva. Just imagine that an animal is human, it is Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada continues, the theory that a man becomes God by dint of penance and austerities is very much rampant nowadays, especially in India. And not only by dint of penance and austerities, but just by, what's that New York word? How is it pronounced? Chutzpah?
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. Just by
Yiddish word.
I'm God.
Brashness.
Brashness, yeah. Dharshya. Dharshyatvam. What is that? Dharshyatvam. Satyam evahi in Kali Yuga. If anyone asserts themselves, whatever they say, people, oh, it must be correct, because he... I am God. Oh, he must be, because he said so with such conviction. Drink Coke. Oh, must be good. Especially in India, since Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were detected by the sages and saints to be the Personality of Godhead, as indicated in revealed scriptures, many unscrupulous men have created their own incarnations. This process of concocting an incarnation of God has become an ordinary business, especially in Bengal. When I was traveling in Bengal, Bangladesh, I often used to give public lectures, and I would commonly say that although Bangladesh is considered to be a very unfortunate country, which it certainly was, especially at that time, it's picked up a bit economically since then, but I would say it's the most fortunate in the country, in the world, because in the whole universe, there's only one God, but in Bangladesh, there's one in every village. at least every district has to have at least one Bhagavan. Oh, okay, that's good. All right. Any popular personality with a few traits of mystic powers will display some feat of jugglery and easily become an incarnation of Godhead by popular vote. This vote thing, that particularly refers to one so-called Paramahamsa, who, after his passing away, there was some discussion, is he an avatar or not? And I don't know exactly who, but held the vote, but there was a vote and he came out on top. So he became an avatar. Some so-called Parama.
Parama chicken.
Parama, yeah. Parama, not Paramahamsa, Parama Murgi, topmost chicken. Lord Sri Krishna was not that type of incarnation. See, this is all very offensive to Krishna. If you think that just anyone can be God, then what's the specialty of Krishna, who's the actual God, being God? Lord Sri Krishna was not that type of incarnation. He was actually the personality of Godhead from the very beginning of his appearance. He appeared before his so-called mother as four-armed Vishnu. Then at the request of his mother, he became like a human child and at once left her for another devotee at Gokul, where he was accepted as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata. Similarly, Sri Baladev, the counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna, was also considered a human child born of another wife of Sri Vasudeva. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that his birth and deeds are transcendental, and that anyone who is so fortunate as to know the transcendental nature of his birth and deeds will at once become liberated and eligible to return to the kingdom of God. So, knowledge of the transcendental nature of the birth and deeds of Lord Sri Krishna is sufficient for liberation. In the Bhagavatam, the transcendental nature of the Lord is described in 9 cantos, and in the 10th canto, his specific pastimes are taken up. All this becomes known as one's reading of this literature progresses. It is important to note here, however, that the Lord exhibited his divinity even from the lap of his mother, that his deeds are all superhuman. He lifted Govardhan Hill at the age of 7, and that all these acts definitely prove him to be actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, due to his mystic covering, he was always accepted as an ordinary human child by his so-called father and mother and other relatives. Whenever some Herculean task was performed by him, the father and mother took it otherwise, and they remained satisfied with unflinching filial love for their son. As such, the sages of Naimisharanya describe him as apparently resembling a human being, but actually he is the Supreme Almighty Personality of Godhead. Kritavan kilakarmani saharamena keshavaha atimartyani bhagavan gurha kapatamanushaha. Lord Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being, and so masked, he performed many superhuman acts. Om jnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurin militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Nama shreshtam manamapi shachiputra matrasurupam rupam tasya gajamurupurim maturim goshtavatim. Radha kundam garivaramaho radhika madhava shamprapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tangatos. Pandeham shri guru shri atath padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavascha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatan vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutang parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shri vishala hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare Rama, as Balaram is often referred to here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, we've got Radha Govinda's mercy, it seems, is it? Looks like that. Oh, cold mercy. Hare Krishna. So Rama, yeah, here Balaram is referred to as Rama, as he often is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Generally when we say Rama, we think of Ramachandra Bhagavan, but there's Ramachandra, Balaram, Parashuram, the three Ramas. He's mentioned here in relationship with Krishna, and Saharamena, Keshava. Keshava can mean Balaram also, means he has beautiful hair, if we take that meaning. But here, Keshava, as usual, is referring to Krishna. And Balaram is mentioned as a sidekick, we'd say in modern colloquial English. It's along with Balaram. It's not stated that Balaram performed pastimes along with Krishna. Why is that? Well, that's Balaram. The purport also, Srila Prabhupada concentrates on Krishna being Atimartyani, superhuman. Atimartya, literally means beyond the status of those who die, those who are subject to death, so superhuman. So Balaram is also, but Balaram in this purport is dealt with somewhat less. Krishna is the original tattva, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Now there are various avatars of Krishna, Keshava Dhrita, Dashavidha Rupa, Keshava takes 10 and many other forms. In all the other avatars in this Dashavatar, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana, and so on, they all have their Leela. You can go to a particular part of the Bhagavatam and read about their Leela. But with Balaram's Leela is completely intertwined with that of Krishna. It's inseparable. There are some things. He goes away from the Kurukshetra and goes on pilgrimage. So there are some things which are separate. But basically, from the very beginning, it's intertwined. Well, that's Balaram, because he is Krishna taking a position in which to serve Krishna. So beginning from Krishna's first expansion, Balaram, everyone is a servant of Krishna. Ekale Ishvara Krishna, Ar Sabhritya. So Ar here, Ar means, in this case, means other. All others are his servants. Well, that begins with Baladev and all his expansions. They also all serve Krishna, even though they are the personality of Godhead themselves. So Balaram takes, even though he's the elder brother, he takes a secondary role. He sees himself as a servant of Krishna. And sometimes he exhibits a somewhat different personality. He disagrees sometimes with Krishna. That may also be there in service. If one is on a high level, That's not for the ordinary devotees, but there are so many instances of high-level devotees. In the Sakshi Gopal Leela, when the younger Brahmana wanted to bring Gopal, the deity, to South India to bear witness. So Gopal said, "Well, I never heard of a deity walking before. How can I go?" And he said, "Well, if you can talk, you can walk." So he had to, what's it called? Walk the walk? Is it walk the talk? So there are many instances like that, and that's the sweetness of Srimad Bhagavatam. It gives the tattva gyan in the beginning, we find. First verse of Bhagavatam is very much focused on the godness of the Bhagavata, godness of God, what makes him God. And then, beginning from the third verse, it says that this is this Srimad Bhagavatam is full of bhakti rasa. So a lot of that relishing of bhakti rasa is understanding that he's so great, but at the same time, he is so kind that he extends himself to his devotees as if he was not great. And that comes to the level that Srila Prabhupada just touches on here when he speaks of Krishna's so-called mother, who Krishna left and went to another devotee. So Devaki and Vasudeva are also always very aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead appearing as their son. And the residents of Vrindavan, they accept Krishna as the son of Nanda and Yashoda, and sometimes they think, well, yeah, he's God also. Funny thing. He's also God. What's all that? That's a funny thing. Just drive him out of here. Don't allow him to come. He thinks he's God. What is he doing? So that's the rasa, is knowing that he's God, but still he loves to love his devotees more than he loves to be God. And in Vrindavan, it's practically forgotten or not even known. So kapata manushah, that is, he apparently as a human being, that is particularly in his Vrindavan Leela. Kapata literally means cheating, duplicitousness. In modern Indian languages up to the present time. You say in Telugu also? It means cheating. Cheating meant Tamil also? Yeah, it makes it in there. Cheating mentality. But Krishna's cheating is not for the sake of exploiting others. Cheating, we do, we think, is someone's a cheat. Nasty. Very dangerous person. New York has a reputation for having lots of cheaters. Is that right? Because a lot of innocent people come here as tourists, and there are plenty of people willing to cheat them. Central London is the same. All kinds of ways of getting people's money out. Of course, and just picking their pocket is directly. But Krishna's is not for exploitation. It's for love. For love of his devotees. And sometimes, as Vamana Dev, that's directly a cheating pastime. But it's all bliss. We don't think badly of Vamana Dev, unless we're demons, but we're not, are we? Those who like to read Srimad Bhagavatam, they're not demons. They might be Mayavadis that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport to the previous verse, how Mayavadis, they get bored of saying Aham Brahmasmi, so they read Srimad Bhagavatam. Isn't it? Yeah. The so-called liberated persons are never satisfied by the repetition of the words Aham Brahmasmi. Such artificial realization of Brahman becomes hackneyed, and so to relish real pleasure, they turn to the narrations of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that was very prominent in Vrindavan when Srila Prabhupada was there. There was a great famous expounder of Srimad Bhagavatam, Akhandanandaji, who was a Mayavadi, but he was famous for reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, immense knowledge of Bhagavatam. And he would speak about the glories of Bhagavatam and the glories of Krishna, but ultimately he was a Mayavadi. So he was kapata manusha, he was a cheating person, cheating like that. There was another in Vrindavan at that time, blind, famous Mayavadi sannyasi, Gangeshwarananda. But he was actually more of a devotee. He actually liked Prabhupada and ISKCON, which was not very common in those days, especially among Mayavadis. And he was actually very happy to see devotees and also. So Balaram is kapata manusha, and Krishna and Balaram, they're also, how we say that? Kapata patar. Patar means stone. We upstairs, there's a little Krishna and Balaram. I just took darshan, and there was a special feast arranged. I already have. For Krishna and Balaram this morning. So, arranged by Prasad, was it? And I said to the worshipper of Krishna Balaram, who's sitting next to me, that this is illogical. Because Krishna and Balaram are very small, and the feast is bigger. they can't eat so much. It's many times bigger than them. So yeah, it's illogical. Jai! If it was logical, then there'd be no fun. If he was all logical, then how could it be God? If he had to comply to the our limited understanding of what should be, then what's the meaning of God? If he can't break the laws of physics and eat more than his bodily size, then what's the meaning of him being God? If he's just someone like me who gets full up and can't eat any more. And there are many instances of that. I mean, every day, Jagannath in Puri, he's big, but they give him big offerings too. And he just goes on eating. He only gets indigestion once a year. And even that's kapata, that's just a trick so he can enjoy some special pastimes with Lakshmi. And then he runs out the door and goes on Rath Yatra, and Lakshmi gets fed up with him. And she starts beating him. And so these are his pastimes. He's apparently a human being for his pastimes. He plays among us. But then time to time, he shows that he's not. He killed so many demons, just like in Balaram. He killed various demons. Krishna mostly killed demons, but Balaram also killed Dhenakasura. Who's Pralamba? I was just thinking of that. Yeah, Pralamba Asura. I just tell something. Many years ago, there was a picture on the cover of Back to Godhead with.
The back cover.
Huh?
It was on the back cover.
Was on the back cover of Balaram, who's white,
on the beating and making blood come out of the head of a huge Pralambasura who's black. And devotees had to distribute this in Detroit. One devotee told me it was really difficult to distribute it. White supremacism. Yeah.
What's that white guy doing to our brother?
What do you do? And what can you say? What would you? How do you preach that? Well, actually, it's all transcendental. difficult one. Very difficult. Well, you can say Krishna is black.
How it used to be, but it's different now.
Is black supremacism now?
You just say that.
What's that? You just say it's transcendental?
You tell us it used to be like that, but now it's not like that.
Oh, yeah. I know.
It used to be like white over blacks, but now,
it's run the other way?
Yeah, you just tell
them. I'll tell another funny anecdote here. Silly, but it's connected with book distribution. You have to be English to understand this, but I'll explain it. Okay, this is told me by Titikshu Prabhu. Anyone who's been in ISKCON in England for some time, they must know him because he's organized Rath Yatra since time immemorial. Well, Shyamasundara organized the first one. Anyway, he was in Liverpool for quite a few years. You've all heard of Liverpool, right? The Beatles. The Beatles. And there's something else which makes Liverpool very famous. Liverpool Football Club. Why did I say that? Why did I bring that mundane thing into this discussion? Okay, it's coming up. Okay, so Titikshu was distributing books in Liverpool. And someone comes up and says, he gives a book to someone and says, I have a problem with Krishna. He's blue. And I've been a Liverpool fan since I was 5 years old. You didn't get it because you're not English, but anyone in England would understand. The rival team is Everton, who play in blue. So the Liverpool fans hate the Everton fans. So, quickly thinking, Titikshu said, yeah, but he has a red avatar also. I said, okay, I'll take it. Because I didn't say, because I forgot you're not English. Liverpool play in red, you see. There you go. So it's good to know all these little things. If you ever go to England, and anyone, it's not very common that someone will say that, but it's good to have some knowledge of the local Mlecha culture so that you could sell people books. With strength from Balaram. Strength. He gives us strength. Srila Prabhupada said that he had installed Balaram along with Krishna in Vrindavan because in the Western countries, devotees are preaching and they may tend to get a bit worn down time to time, so they can come every year. He said they can come and bathe in the Ganga in Mayapur and take shelter of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. Although, in Vrindavan, when the question was raised to Srila Prabhupada, who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? Because Balaram is supposed to give us strength, but Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada replied, it must be Krishna, because if you see Krishna and Balaram deity, Krishna's leaning on... Balaram's leaning on Krishna, so Krishna must be stronger. That's the answer. Is that logical? If I lean on Muhammad Ali, who's dead now, but when he was alive, would it mean that I was stronger than him? No. But this is transcendental logic. You don't need all the laws of logic when we get up there, up to that level. Oh, Kapata is also missing a dot here. So get strength. You need strength, right? Being here in New York. The strength of Maya is particularly strong here in New York City. Of course, she's everywhere strong. She manifests in various ways. We may be caught in pious Maya, like being a smarter in South India You might not want to take to Krishna consciousness because we're very pious people. We don't believe in all this singing and dancing. That's for low class people. That's what the pious Prakashananda Sarasvati's followers thought. They're very pious. They're living in holy place and chanting the Vedas and doing tapasya. They're very pious, but they had, because that was their pious maya. But here in New York, there is not even a trace of piety. It's just impious. That's a nice way of saying it. Sinful. Very sinful place. It can be very difficult. Yeah, on book distribution and some young brahmachari on book distribution, and I can just imagine that some young lady likes to give you a kiss. Yeah, because you're bright and happy and confident and attractive to women. And I was going to say young women, but in America, they never give up. They can be 80 years old and they're still trying to go strong sexually, which is crazy. But they think it's normal. And a man may kiss you also. Or it may be some being you're not sure whether he's a man or a woman, and he or she's also not sure. So it's a really crazy place. So we have to take strength, huh? Yeah, yeah. If you say like that in a sarcastic way, you could get stuck in prison just for saying that. It's so crazy. At least in England, they when you come in the country, there's signs. No, anyone who makes any racist or sexist comment or anti-homosexual comment, you can be arrested. They warn you as you come in the country. So it's really crazy. So we have to take strength from Balaram. Today's good day to pray to Balaram, who comes as Lord Nityananda. Brajendra Nandanjay, Shachi Shuta Hoilo She Balaram, Hoilo Nitai. And what was Nityananda's business? To go to the most fallen people and bow down to them and ask them to chant the names of Gauranga. So, to preach in this place is very difficult. We've heard it said that Srila Prabhupada had said that anyone who preaches in the Muslim countries, I take the dust of their lotus feet. It's a difficult job, but you're able to do that in New York and preaching to very, very difficult situation in the sense that, many New Yorkers, they like chanting. They like when they see the chanting, they like. But to actually get them to take it up seriously, that's a challenge. That's a great challenge. So take strength from Balaram, Nityananda, and go on. That's all I can say on this glorious appearance day of Sri Balarama. Jai Balaram. Hare Krishna. Then we'll get the more discussion of Balaram from Jayadvaita Maharaj.